One way of dealing with solving that aspect is a third kind of differencing. This is a combination of two double differences, which involves two satellites and two receivers, but there's one more element in this so-called now triple difference. The difference of the two double differences is two different epochs. In other words, as you see in this slide, the GPS satellite A and the GPS satellite B move from epoch 1, T1, to epoch T2. And it's that movement that allows the quantification of the integer cycle ambiguity, because n should be constant over the two epochs. Now, another aspect of the triple difference is it allows elimination of cycle slips. Now, a cycle slip is a discontinuity in the signal. If the signal is broken somehow, if lock is lost, if one of the receivers is suddenly obstructed, this is causing a cycle slip. And triple difference can be used to ameliorate that as well. But remember that, as we discussed before, with a carrier phase observation, the pseudo range, or the code phase, opens the door and gets the receiver's position fairly well established, but it is still polluted by many of the biases that we have discussed. The carrier phase can build on that relatively good position, approximate the integer ambiguity, knowing that it needs to be a whole number, use the observed cycle count and the initial phase solution, and eventually achieve the kind of extraordinary accuracy that we expect from GPS.